At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
But that brings us to who is the next guy for the New York Giants. And I wanted to acknowledge the candidates on the market at Bet Online that they are floating for the Giants and where Cliff Kingsbury shows up on that list. The names include Lane Kiffin at 4-1 as their favorite, Cliff Kingsbury second at 5-1, Jesse Minter, the DC of the Chargers, at 6-1. Clint Kubiak is fourth at plus 650. And then Jeff Hafley, who's the DC of the Green Bay Packers, who I think will get a job this offseason, at 7-1. So if we just take those names, okay, in the case of Lane Kiffin, here's your argument. Coached Jackson Dart in college, has an incredible relationship with him, would cost a ton of money. I don't know if he would leave Ole Miss to go to the NFL to take the Giants job, but for enough money, why wouldn't he be interested in that? It's New York City. The number two or number one, I don't know where it ranks with LA, media market in America. You're coaching back in the National Football League. You're not having to re-recruit your own players in the portal. How many college coaches have either retired or made leaps that we didn't expect here recently? Kiffin, Dart, makes the job intriguing, no? If you really like the kid and you just coached and called plays with him a year ago?
Well, certainly. But and it's also, think of the personality of Lane Kiffin. Has that guy ever turned down a microphone or hadn't been excited to hold court and let people know how smart he is? Like, he seems to be made for that next big step up. I mean, he to me is like a more socially acceptable Bobby Petrino, like the guy that's going to better deal you the instant he finds something else. You know, like, so for a college, it's buyer beware. You sign him up for a couple of years, you'll get some good results, and eventually maybe it goes south, and he's already got one foot out the door to the next SEC school or whatever. But maybe the NFL is the way to do it. I mean, certainly, it's a guy that would thrive in that limelight, I think.
Question is, how much has he matured? You know, he's still very funny and active on social media and trying to be the funniest guy in the room all the time. But he got his first head coaching job in his young 30s with the Raiders, and it was a Josh McDaniels level
total disaster.
So do you want to try again? But he's listed number one on BetOnline. Then you've got Kingsbury second. Now, I find that interesting because I actually think this year's Kingsbury, the guy that's going to get the interviews and the most interest and is going to be viewed as the hot commodity, is Clint Kubiak, who's calling plays for the Seahawks. He's doing all the stuff that works all over the league, from the Kyle Shanahan offense and the tree, basically, of Shanahan. Remember, Gary Kubiak, his dad, was the OC for Mike for a long time. Clint Kubiak, the son, has worked with Kyle, Mike's son, many times over as well. But Clint, who called plays for the Saints previously, now in Seattle, it's a lot of play action. It's under center. It's boots. It's a moving pocket. Look what he's doing with Sam Darnold. Basically, with one wide receiver, they finally just added another, trading for Rashid Shaheed, and they can't even run the ball. They're one of the most inefficient, bad run offenses in the league, which in and of itself is something he's got to figure out. And they're still able to operate heavy play action, heavy personnel, and move the football with really impressive big plays and chunks in the passing game. So I think Clint Kubiak's going to get a job. That would make sense. Who am I looking to pair Jackson Dart with, an offensive mind? Kubiak's probably at the top of my list, but Cliff Kingsbury's going to be high on that list. And I get the sense, maybe, with a down year and some of the struggles, and frankly, the way Washington's offense has been broken over the last few weeks, Commanders fans wouldn't be as sad to see him go. But yeah, it would still be a significant loss, because you're elevating from within. You don't know what the next coordinator is going to do, how they're going to operate. Are they going to succeed? If it's someone like Brian Johnson, who got a chance with the Eagles and then got run out of town, there's no guarantee that's going to work out well. And is it a different relationship for Jaden?
Is he taking David Blau? Is he taking, I don't know, I'm thinking of some of the names, some of the other offensive consistency. Yeah, Tavita Pritchard.
If Cliff leaves and he takes Pritchard and Blau with him, and it's like Brian Johnson and a couple of the other underlings on offense left, you got to go make a bunch of moves from outside the building and coach everybody up to coach the players. And now Jaden's working with a new play caller and a guy that doesn't have Cliff's resume. So even though everyone's doing this like, oh, it's fine if Cliff walks, they're broken, I don't see it that way. I still think it's a significant loss for the team.
No, it would be for sure, because you're saying to Jaden Daniels, it's probably something new, unless you can promote from within, right? And I don't know that that's Anthony Lynn moving from running backs coach to the OC or...
I don't think it'd be Lynn. I think you got to go younger and give one of your upside guys a shot.
Right, like you know what I'm saying. Like if you can keep some of those guys and say it's the same system, same verb, or just a different voice in the headset, I think you get some sustainability there, and that's really what we talked about this when Dan Quinn was hired. That's the challenge, right, is the constant pipeline of offensive minds so that it's not a drastic sea change every 2 years.
But if you're Dan Quinn coming off of this debacle of a season, going into year three, which, nobody's going to be calling for your head or putting you on a hot seat at the end of this football season. But if you have a bad third year at some point along the way next year,
yeah,
there's going to be wolves at the door. Now, you're going into that year without Cliff Kingsbury and with a questionable offensive coordinator potentially. That'd be brutal.
Not great.
And I wonder, would he be comfortable turning it over to someone who's never done it, like a Blau or a Tavita Pritchard, if you've got to do it so that they don't leave with Cliff? Would you just give Brian Johnson the opportunity, who did have a shot before and it went really badly in Philadelphia? Or do you think outside the box and go, you know what? I know I've said I was building all these guys up the whole time, but you let whoever wants to go with Cliff go. And Mike McDaniel, who they're playing against this week, the head coach of the Dolphins, is now fired, who today was thanking.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Dan Quinn, his former head coach in Atlanta when he was on that staff, for helping to get him sober. And you bring him in as your offensive coordinator because maybe you do want to go with that Shanahan offense that's taking the league by storm, because you want to get Jaden under center, because you want to do some different things other than just having him living in the gun and the pistol and a lot of the quarterback run stuff. And maybe you want to be a more traditional offense and just let Jaden, you know, win from the pocket, so to speak.
Yeah, or Brian Daboll is available now, who oversaw the development of Josh Allen. I mean, he was there in Buffalo when Allen went from, oh my God, what is this guy doing, to league MVP caliber player. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it ain't. I mean, former great offensive minds who got head coaching jobs who get bumped back down into coordinator, that to me is your pool.
The problem with going that route, which I think there'd be a lot of interest in from the fan base, is a guy like Daboll will absolutely get another opportunity if he comes here with Jaden and Daniels lights
to be
the
head coach, yeah.
Because he's been a coach of the year, and then mm-hmm. it went really sour in New York. And the further you get away from these firings, we remember it better than it was, or we point out more context of why it went bad.
Yeah, well, because they're going to keep losing without him there, and it may not be his fault that they're still losing. Sure. Yeah.
But same thing with Mike McDaniel. I'd say it'll be less of a rush to hire him because he's so quirky and so different and so odd. He doesn't really give off that leader of men vibe, but he's a guy that could get another opportunity. That's why I like the idea of just sticking with your pipeline. As much as McDaniel's going to be interesting or Daboll's going to be intriguing, McDaniel, the only reason I'm fascinated by him, though, is the type of offense that I think they need to run more of, it doesn't seem like Cliff is willing to. Like getting under center and doing more traditional NFL normal things. I keep asking and begging and demanding and wanting just... It's not a big ask, by the way, to ask for a little bit of motion, you know, to move some guys around. But it just seems like Cliff is going, it worked last year, we're going to keep doing this, and the fact that we don't have enough personnel is based on injuries, and when we get our guys back, it's going to be fine. But if he's unwilling to kind of get with the movement of what we're seeing work around the league, then him getting a head coaching job might be an opportunity to reset, either with your hire, if you talk to David Blau and go, hey, I want you to run a little bit of what you guys run in Detroit when you were there as a quarterback. And he goes, okay. Or if he's unwilling, he just wants to do this, then maybe you do start flirting with someone from the other tree.
No, that's a good point. I mean, to me, again, it's we said this earlier about Jackson Dart, and it applies very much here to Daniels. What's best for him? And that could be, by the way, stay on the same horse. You know, don't abandon horse midstream. Let's keep running this exact same thing because when he's healthy, .. and we'll coach up this thing and that thing to prevent maybe some of these injuries that have sabotaged his second season, et cetera. Or what's best for him may be let's have some growing pains in a system that's a little bit foreign to him, but long-term is best for his growth and development. Whatever that answer is from all the smart people, that's what you do.
I want to hear from you guys on this next. Cliff Kingsbury, the hype last year at this time was astronomical. He was the hot commodity among coordinators. He ended up getting asked to take interviews, did interview with the Saints. I was told he could have had that job if he wanted it and chose to stay here in D.C.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.